أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء بنيناها بأيدي وإنا لموسعون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained about the various nations when they disobeyed the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah's punishment came upon them, and that was for the people of the Quraysh directly to take a lesson, and for us also to take a lesson when we disobey Allah, what the consequences are. Now to what is called Itmame Hujjat, to complete the proof, Allah Ta'ala is showing His various signs which are all around us all the time, and that we should ponder in these signs and realize the existence of Allah and believe in Allah Ta'ala and then become obedient to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدِيُ وَإِنَّا لَوَاسَ لَمُوسِعُونَ. اور بنایا ہم نے آسمان ہاتھ کے بل سے اور ہم کو سب مقدور ہے. And it is we who have created the heavens, the skies, with our own hands, that is, with Allah's own qudrat and His own power. And He is the one who has got the full power to do it. For us just to put up this the slab on the or this roof of this masjid, we need the four walls, we need how many columns to support it. The whole sky that is being supported without a single column, without a single support whatsoever. And in Surah Tabarak Alladhi, Allah Ta'ala calls upon us to make inspection after inspection. After so many years, do we see any crack in the sky? No maintenance of the sky is done also ever, all the time. And this is the nearest sky. And there are sab'a samawat in tibaqa, seven skies that Allah Ta'ala had made, and all one on top of the other. What is the great qudrat of Allah? If a person looks up, he should see this great power and qudrat of Allah. And also to understand this, just like the head of the family, the father for example, he does everything for his wife, for his children, and he expects them to be loyal to him, he expects them to obey him. But if they turn around and they don't even accept him as their father, the wife doesn't even accept the husband as a husband, and they do everything against them, how can they tolerate? Allah, who has done everything for us, all He wants from us that we must believe in Him and we must be obedient to Him. So He, and how many clear signs for this He has given. So have the skies one. Wal arda farashnaha fa ni'mal mahidun. Aur zameen ko bichhaya humne so kya khoob bichhana jante hai hum. And the earth, how we have spread it out, and what our knowledge is in spreading out the earth. The earth also, and all this requires whole detail, that the earth, qit'um mutajawiratun, pieces of land joined one with another. We don't see any joining glue or anything, but one piece of ground is very good for diamond mining, while another piece of ground is ideal for banana farming. All different types of land. One is a gold mine, one is a coal mine, one is a mealy plantation. All different types of land. Then what minerals Allah has kept in the land. How Allah has made it soft, we can dig in the land and make our foundations, plant our crops, etc. How hard Allah has made the same soft land, that huge trucks with what weight, they move on this land. What big buildings are standing on this land. And there is great detail in this also, and how perfectly Allah has done and put all our necessities in this land. وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. اور ہر چیز کے بنائے ہم نے جوڑے تاکہ تم دھیان کرو. And we've made everything in pairs so that you could ponder and meditate. How Allah has made man and woman, day and night, one summer and winter, black and white, what and what, everything Allah Ta'ala has made in pairs. And this also requires a lot of detail. And all that is, Allah says, ponder in this and you will realize my existence, then accept my existence and be obedient to me and listen to my commandments. When this is the case, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَاغُوا اللَّهِ كِي طَرَفْ. Run towards Allah Ta'ala. As Allah in the further ayat here says, that Allah has just created us solely for the purpose of his recognition and his obedience. That is why we are in this world. It is like a father keeps his son in the business and he tells him, I will see to all your needs, whatever. When you get married, I will see to everything. Your house, I will see to it. But in return, you must come and work in the shop. You must be regular. You must be obedient. You must do your work properly. So Allah has promised us our life. He has promised us everything. All He wants from us is we must believe in Him and we must be obedient to Him. That is all what Allah wants for us. He has put us in this world not for the world's sake, but He has put us in this world so that we believe in Him and we be obedient to Him. So run towards Him and be obedient to Him. Inni lakum minhu nadhirun mubin. Main tumko uske taraf se dar sunata hoon khol kar. And I have been sent, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded to say, to warn you openly, that you should have used your own intellect and your own mind to realize this. This was sufficient. But Allah has sent me so that I warn you and inform you. And I've done this very openly and very clearly. La taj'alu ma'allahi ilahan akhar. Mat hirao Allah ke saath aur kisi ko ma'bud. Do not associate any other God with Allah Ta'ala. That is, don't believe anything else has got any power besides Allah. Allah alone is the one that has got power over everything. And have the full yaqeen and full trust in La ilaha illallah. That there is no doer besides Allah. There is no creator besides Allah. There is no one to make you happy besides Allah. There is nobody to give you good health besides Allah. That reality of La ilaha illallah has to come into a person. كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ. اسی طرح ان سے پہلے لوگوں کے پاس جو رسول آیا اس کو یہی کہا کہ جادوگر ہے یا دیوانہ. اللہ تعالیٰ says that just as they are telling you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that na'uzu billah, you're a mad man, or that you are a jadugar, you are making black magic. Just like in the world today, people who speak the truth, people say they are outdated. They are fanatics. They are people who are from the old centuries, and they don't know what is happening in this time. So Allah says, as they are telling you this, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the same way, whichever Rasul came to the people, for every Rasul, they said the same thing. And till today, if in the family we just want to maintain little bit parda, or just about food we are a little bit particular, or any small thing about a photo, we are being called extremists. We are being called fundamentalists, and we are being called that we are trying to bring a religion which doesn't fit into the present time. So just like that, this has been happening all the time. It wasn't anything new before. It was in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is still today also. Atawasawbi, kya yahi wasiyat kar mare hai ek dusre ko? Is it that they told one another? That one nation told the others, when your Rasul come, you must tell him that. When your people, your ulama tell you what is right, then you must tell them. Did they make wasiyah to one another about this? No. Bal hum qawmun ta'ghun. Koi nahi. Par ye log sharir hai. It isn't, that is not the case. But just in their nature is rebellion. That we don't want to, we just want to live for our nafsi. We want to live according to what we desire and what we want. And we don't want to be obedient to anyone, in fact. We don't want to be obedient not only to Allah, not only to His Rasul, but to no one. We just want to be obedient to our own desires and our own nafs. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ فَمَا أَنْتَ بِلَبِمَلُومِ. So to Lord unke taraf se, ab tujh par nahi hai ilzam. So now you don't have to worry. You have given them the message properly, clearly, and now you carry on with your work, with your ibadat, and you won't be blamed worthy for anything wrong what the people do. As long as you have done your duty and conveyed the message to the people, now it is up to them. Now you don't have to kill yourself. لَعَلَّكَ بَاقِعٌ نَفْسَكَ. that you want to kill yourself because people are not bringing iman, they are not listening. No, that is not necessary. You have done your duty, you carry on doing your duty, and it is up to people to accept or whether they don't want to accept. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala has given clear proof of His existence and the reason why He should be obeyed and He should be believed in. And on top of that, Allah had sent the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam and their deputies and vicegerents, the people who came afterwards, and particularly the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is delivering this message to the man, to mankind at large. So basically we have to believe in Allah. Allah alone is the doer of everything, and we must be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Though we are human, we will err, that is understood. We make tawbah, istighfar, for all the wrong that we do. But basically our desire must be to fulfill the commands of Allah 100%. Where we do make mistakes, we should make tawbah and istighfar. Wa akhiru da'wana.